On the phone now is one of the owners of the 143rd Kentucky Derby winner. He called a couple of derbies in his time. You may have heard of him. The one and only Tom Durkin. Tom, thanks for a few minutes today. It's Anthony and Jason here on Express Bet Radio.
Yes, I must say a very small owner in the whole deal, but happy to be part of it, I got to tell you.
I am very jealous, Tom, because now you've done two things that I've always wanted to do in my life, and that's call a real horse race and own a derby winner.
Well, I've called a lot of real horse races, and the derby thing is a once-in-a-lifetime deal, which I never even really thought about, actually, but I'll take it.
You've called every major race, seemingly every major race in this country, countless derbies, over 20 Belmont Stakes, more than half of the Breeders' Cup races they've ever run. What's that excitement level in the booth compared to what you were feeling Saturday as Always Dreaming was walking into the gate on the other side of the ball now?
Well, it's very different. It's they almost don't even compare. You know, you have to have try to maintain a certain amount of control when you're calling the race. You know, people always say, "Oh, you get psyched up to call the Derby." And no, you try to psych yourself down, because if you get too excited, you know, you're not going to do a good job. But when you got a horse there, and you just it's just fun, you know. It's all good. It's fun, and you know, I wouldn't call it nervous, because nervousness has an element of anxiety that comes with it. There's no anxiety. I got nothing to do but, you know, scream my head off when he comes in the stretch, which is what I did.
Did you? Where did you watch the race? Were you in Millionaire's Row? You were in the boxes?
No, I got to tell you what happened to me. So I was in the – I had a blister on my foot, and I couldn't do the walkover, because you got to walk over there and then you got to walk over back. And it's just – you know, I didn't want to be lame for the rest of the week. So I went to the paddock, and then I watched the race from the tunnel. For, you know, from the paddock that goes to the gap that goes leads to the track. And so, you know, they're off and blah, blah. And I see the horses running in front of me under the line the first time. And then all of a sudden, there's a screaming and yelling and this commotion. And they open up the gap, and in comes the outrider with Thundersnow in tow. And the horse is... he's literally a wild horse. He's crazed, you know, and you saw him on the track, and you could imagine what it was like for him. And so he pretty much had me pinned up against the wall in the tunnel, and he was about to wheel around. And I know you're not supposed to get behind a horse, especially one that's in that kind of condition. And so I just had to push him away from me so that he wouldn't kick me. And I missed about the whole clubhouse turn. I didn't want to get, you know, kicked in the groin by a horse.
I don't think you want to get kicked in the groin by anybody, let alone a horse.
No, let alone that was pretty crazy, yeah. So I watched the race from there, and then you know, they're on the backstretch, and I looked up at the board. It says, just by custom, to pick up the half mile time, and I saw 46-2, and one of the NBC assistants was there next to me, and I said, well, he's going too fast, and that's it, because I know I always had in my mind that 46-3 was kind of like a cutoff line in the Derby for if you went faster than 46-3, you weren't going to be there at the end, but he was.
talking with the legendary Tom Durkin, now part owner of Kentucky Derby winner, Always Dreaming. You know, it's funny you alluded to that, how you look up at the monitor to see what's going on. And by the way, you're the busiest guy in retirement I've ever seen in my entire life, so I can't even really, with a straight face, call it a retirement. Do you still find some of those old habits, those old announcing habits creeping in when you're watching a race as a fan now?
I think when I call the races, I watched it as a fan. But, you know, one of the big differences between calling the Derby and not is that, you know, I didn't have to worry about 20 horses. I didn't even look at another horse. I was just looking at him. That was it. You know, I was just looking at one horse. And so that was a big difference. You know, like I said, when they turned for home, it was kind of like a blur. I know I was screaming and yelling because I've just started to talk again today, a couple of days later. But I'm sure what came out of my mouth wasn't probably going to go over the public airwaves.
Yeah, there's some great social media videos of you embracing Barbara Livingston, of course, the one of the best equine photographers in the history of the business, and you on the track and you smelling the rose. Do you have a rose from the blanket, from the garland?
Oh, I do. Absolutely, yes.
Any plans for it? I actually have one from the Mind That Bird blanket still in my head. One of the few things I saved in my basement during Hurricane Sandy. I made sure I got my rose from the Mind That Bird. I want to embroider it one day. Any idea what you're going to do with the rose?
Not really. Probably encase it somehow or other. Right now, it's drying out. So.
Okay. And I assume it's on to Baltimore for you?
Yes. Actually, I'm going Tuesday. I have to MC the Pan American Jockey Club Conference. And so I go Tuesday, travel Tuesday, rehearse Wednesday, the conference Thursday and Friday, and the Preakness Saturday.
All right. Well, best of luck down in Baltimore.
You don't have to wish me luck. I'm a lucky
guy. Before we let you go, we alluded a little earlier to the busiest guy in retirement. Why don't you catch the folks up on what you're doing now since you've hung the mic up?
Well, I do especially during the Saratoga meeting. That's like 24/7. I give in the mornings. I give a tour at the Racing Museum. Usually at night, probably three nights a week, I'm doing some sort of event as an MC or a guest or whatever. That's just during the meeting, and then the races during the day. Blah 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 blah. And I do some work with West Point Thoroughbreds. I started a business, a voiceover business. So anybody out there needs an announcer, I'm here for you. I've done a few commercials. I've got some books on audiobooks in the works, and I just seem to be busy. I'm working for a radio station up here now in Saratoga, and just a lot of stuff in the works.
Well, on behalf of everybody in HRR Nation, and they've heard it ad nauseum, but I would not be sitting here if it wasn't for you, because like I've told everybody, when all my friends wanted to be Jose Canseco and Don Mattingly and Darryl Strawberry, I wanted to be Tom Durkin, and the call in the 1989 Breeders' Cup Classic sealed the deal for me. I was going to be in this business one way or another, so I've thanked you publicly a million times, privately a million times, but I just want to say thank you again for being a soundtrack to most of our lives. If you're a Thoroughbred fan, you've been the soundtrack of most of our lives, and just want to thank you for everything. And it's more than fitting that a race you called for many, many years, and being that soundtrack, you get to win our nation's greatest prize is in the sport of Thoroughbred racing. So congratulations. It's been well deserved.
Well, thank you, Anthony. But, you know, I'd like to say, too, if it hadn't been for me You know, you could have been a doctor.
I don't think so. I don't like the sight of blood. You really want me? And let me, Tom, let's think about this. Do you really want me giving you a checkup? I don't think anybody really does.
No.
I don't think anybody really does.
No, I'm taking prostate exam. No. No, I'm glad you are where you are. Thank you.
All right, Tom. Before I get myself in trouble here, thanks for some time today. I will. I'll be down in Baltimore Friday, so I will send you a text. I'll run you down in Baltimore. Congratulations again, and thanks for some time today.
All right, thanks, Anthony. I appreciate it. Bye bye.
We'll talk to you.